Real Estate V3 Types of Real Estate Markets Key Learning Objectives. Introduction. In this section, we unravel the diverse tapestry of real estate markets. Recognizing and understanding the unique characteristics, dynamics, and factors influencing each type of market is essential for anyone keen on diving into the vast realm of real estate. Whether you're an experienced investor or a novice, gaining insights into these market types can refine your strategy, ensuring informed and optimized decision-making. Buyer's market versus seller's market. Recognize the key dynamics that differentiate these two market scenarios. Grasp how economic factors, inventory levels, and buyer-seller power dynamics play out in each setting. Local versus national market. Understand the intricacies of localized real estate dynamics compared to broader national trends. Realize how localized factors can sometimes supersede or contradict broader national sentiments. Residential versus commercial market. Distinguish between properties geared for personal living and those meant for business purposes. Each has its unique drivers, challenges, and opportunities. New home versus previously lived in. Dive into the primary and secondary real estate markets, understanding the key differences, challenges, and advantages associated with each. Investment property versus property for end user, investor. Grasp the distinctions between properties purchased for investment purposes and those acquired for personal use. Understanding the various types of real estate markets can help investors make informed decisions and choose the best investment strategy based on their specific goals and risk tolerance. This section will explore the most common types of real estate markets and their unique characteristics. Figure title. Buyer versus seller market dynamics. Source. Bailey's Allied. Description. The infographic provides a comparative overview of buyer and seller market conditions, highlighting the differences in market dynamics, such as inventory levels, pricing power, and the pace of sales. Key takeaways. Market dynamics. The infographic showcases how market dynamics favor either buyers or sellers based on various conditions and factors. Clear distinctions. It likely differentiates the two market types using specific indicators, such as inventory levels, pricing strategies, and negotiation power. Actionable insights. For both buyers and sellers, the infographic provides potential strategies or considerations tailored to each market type. Visual clarity. Through the use of distinct colors, icons, and layouts, the infographic offers an easy-to-understand breakdown of complex real estate concepts. Application. Understanding the intricacies of buyer and seller markets is crucial for real estate professionals, investors, and even homeowners. Infographics like this one distill complex information into digestible visuals, assisting stakeholders in making informed decisions. Whether one is looking to purchase a new property, sell an existing one, or gauge the market pulse, such insights provide a valuable reference point to navigate the ever-changing real estate landscape. A. Buyer's market versus seller's market. Figure title. Stock market dynamics, the dance of bulls and bears. Source. iStock, buyer's market. In a buyer's market, there are more properties for sale than there are buyers looking to purchase them. This can lead to lower prices and increased negotiating power for buyers. Buyer's markets typically occur during periods of economic downturn or high levels of housing inventory. Seller's market. In a seller's market, there are more buyers looking to purchase property than there are properties available. This can lead to higher prices and increased negotiating power for sellers. Seller's markets typically occur during periods of strong economic growth and low levels of housing inventory. Figure title. Deciphering market dynamics, buyer's versus seller's market. Source. Mashvisor. Description. The infographic sheds light on the distinctive features of a buyer's market and a seller's market in the context of the housing industry. Each market type is likely illustrated with unique characteristics, potential outcomes, and recommended strategies. Key takeaways. Market dynamics clarified. The graphic representation distinguishes between the buyer-friendly conditions of a buyer's market and the seller-favorable conditions of a seller's market. Criteria highlighted. Key indicators, such as inventory levels, demand-supply balance, and potential pricing strategies, might be detailed to discern between the two market types. Strategy insights. The infographic could offer actionable advice tailored for either buyers or sellers, depending on the prevalent market condition. Educational overview. The visual serves as a comprehensive guide for real estate enthusiasts, aiding them in navigating the property market more effectively. Application. Recognizing whether it's a buyer's or seller's market is paramount for real estate investors, agents, and potential homeowners. Graphics like this demystify complex market dynamics, helping stakeholders to strategize better and make well-informed decisions. From setting the right property price to understanding the best time to buy, such insights empower individuals to optimize their real estate endeavors.
B. Local versus national market.
L. Ocal market. Local markets refer to the real estate activity that occurs within a specific geographic area, such as a city or region. Local market conditions can vary significantly, even within the same country, due to factors such as local economic conditions, employment opportunities, and housing supply and demand.
National market.
National markets refer to the overall state of the real estate market across the country. While local markets can vary, national market trends can provide insight into the broader economic environment and help investors identify potential opportunities and risks.
C. Residential versus commercial market. Residential market.
Residential real estate markets deal with properties used for personal living, such as single-family homes, apartments, and condominiums. This market is typically driven by factors such as population growth, economic conditions, and housing affordability.
Commercial market.
Commercial real estate markets deal with properties used for business purposes, such as office buildings, retail spaces, and warehouses. This market is typically driven by factors such as business growth, economic conditions, and commercial property supply and demand.
D. New home versus previously lived in.
Figure. This infographic explores the reasons why buyers often choose previously owned homes over new constructions. It highlights four key factors: better pricing, more charm and character, a lack of new home inventory, and better overall value. These points underscore the appeal of older homes, which can offer unique architectural details and potentially more affordable options in a market with limited new construction. This information is valuable for both real estate professionals and homebuyers, providing insight into the motivations behind purchasing decisions in the housing market.
Source:
Custom Infographic.
Primary market.
The primary real estate market refers to the initial sale of a property, either through a developer or a homeowner. This market includes newly constructed homes and properties that are being sold for the first time.
Secondary market.
The secondary real estate market refers to the sale of a property that has already been sold at least once before. This market includes properties sold through real estate agents, at auctions, or as part of a foreclosure or short sale.
E.
Investment property versus property for end user, investor.
Investment property.
The investment real estate market refers to properties that are purchased as an investment with the intent to generate rental income or capital appreciation. This market includes properties such as rental homes, multifamily buildings, and commercial properties.
Property for end user, investor.
The property for end user, investor market refers to properties that are purchased for personal use as a primary residence. This market includes properties purchased by individuals and families looking to live in the property, rather than rent it out or resell it for profit. By understanding the different types of real estate markets, investors can better navigate the complexities of the real estate industry and make informed decisions about their investment strategies. This knowledge can help investors identify opportunities, manage risks, and ultimately achieve their financial goals.
Key takeaways. Closing statement.
The multifaceted world of real estate presents an array of markets, each with its dynamics, opportunities, and challenges. This section equips you with a comprehensive understanding of these varied terrains, laying the foundation for effective navigation and strategy formulation. In a buyer's market, potential buyers wield more power, often leading to lower property prices and favorable negotiation terms. In contrast, a seller's market sees sellers in a more advantageous position, typically commanding higher prices. Local markets reflect the unique socioeconomic and demand-supply dynamics of a specific geographic region. However, national market trends offer a panoramic view, encapsulating overarching economic sentiments. The residential market is predominantly influenced by personal housing needs and demographic factors, while the commercial market is shaped by business growth and economic conditions. The primary market focuses on properties making their debut sale, reflecting their pristine or new condition. On the other hand, the secondary market encompasses properties that have experienced previous ownership or usage. Distinguishing between investment properties and properties for end users is pivotal. While the former seeks rental income or capital appreciation, the latter emphasizes personal use or residency. Lesson content types of real estate markets quiz previous lesson back to course. Next lesson.